The forum drew several assembly candidates who spoke movingly of personal experiences. 85th District Republican Pat Snyder said alcohol changed his life in July of 2003.
I am an alcoholic. I wrecked my motorcycle, got a DUI, and then was in the hospital for the next 2 weeks with a broken arm and broken leg.
86th District Democrat Dennis Halkoski spoke of his experience as a police officer.
I've had to wake parents up at 3 o'clock in the morning and tell them that their child was killed in an accident. I have had to pull people out of cars that I knew.
87th District Democrat Elizabeth Riley spoke of her experience as a nurse.
As somebody who has worked in emergency departments, I too have some really horrific stories to tell that involve drinking and driving.
69th District Democrat Paul Knopp spoke about drunk driving accidents he covered as a radio news director.
In New York, if you get caught with a DUI, you're the black sheep. In Wisconsin, you get a DUI, and it's is if you've joined the Brotherhood.
85th District Democrat Mandy Wright pointed to her experience as a school teacher.
As a teacher, I see how impulsive kids are every day, and we don't need to be adding alcohol into the mix.
85th District Libertarian Jim Moss was alone in arguing for a more lenient attitude. Moss said if you're old enough to get married, you're old enough to drink.
They could be at their wedding reception. They can't have a glass of champagne even when their parents are present.
The Republican candidates in the 69th, 86th, and 87th Assembly districts were invited to the forum but did not attend. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.